This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How smart he is, how tall she is, how rich he is, right? Who looks at somebody and says, wow, look at her heart. I want a heart like this. You're laughing. And the only thing that will save me and you that day is what you just laughed about. Does Allah care about my name and last name? How tall, how short? What degree? How much money I have in the bank? How many companies? How many children? How many grandchildren? He wants only one thing from me and you. And that will save me there, but the work is here. Once I die, there is no more work. Once you and me die, there is no more work. As Sayyidina Ali says, this is a place of work and no accountability. هَذَا يَوْمُ عَمَلٍ وَلَا حِسَابٍ. This is a time, you and me living, do whatever you want to do. There's no accountability, but it's all written. وَهُنَاكَ يَوْمُ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَمَلٍ. And there will be a day of accountability, and we cannot change or do anything. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Let's ask ourselves this question, everybody. Why the heart? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the heart? This is the words of Allah. Why? Can anyone think? Can anyone tell me? Why the heart? Why not the eyes? Why not the legs? It's all creation of Allah. What did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in one of the most famous hadiths? Yes, please. Yes, of course I can't hear you. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. She needs to be here. Exactly. This famous hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm sure all of you know the meaning, and some of you may know the hadith very well, right? And this hadith is al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin. Halal is clear and haram is clear. Do you know this hadith? Anybody doesn't know this hadith in this room? Show me hands. Alhamdulillah. Very few. Very few. This is more than 1,000 people in this room. Al-halal bayyin, lawful, halal, we all know the word, is clear. وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ. Unlawful, haram, prohibited, is clear. In between, which we all live these days in, things that are doubtful. Okay. And then he gives you this doubtful things most people don't know. Are they halal or haram? And the advice, I'm still translating the hadith, stay away from the doubtful. What does the heart has to do with it? In that hadith, the end of is like that. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. He said, verily, in the body, you and me, there's a piece of flesh. Piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is sound, is healthy, the rest of the body is healthy. And if this piece of flesh is corrupted, is sick, the rest of the body is sick. Now hold a second. How many physicians in this room? Really? Only you and me, minority. 3, 4, 5, still minority. Right? I am not talking about the physical heart. Our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is not talking about the physical heart, the pumping one. Although, even if you apply it on the pumping one, the hadith is true. Because if I have heart failure, all the body will suffer. Right? But this is not what he's talking about. He's saying in that body, there is a piece of a flesh. If it is sound, healthy, the rest of the body is healthy. And if it is sick, the rest of the body is sick. Now, question. This is how you study this deen. You don't just memorize. You have to say, what is the relationship between halal and haram that he said with doubtful with the heart? Simple. What makes you know this is halal for sure and this is haram for sure? And what makes you stay away from the doubtful is when your heart is sound, not corrupted. Clear? Yes? Don't worry, we have still today and tomorrow. We're gonna go through what does it mean? And how do I know I have a sound heart? We all can claim. You know how easy to claim these days? I'm the smartest person. Really? Okay, show me. Right? So I and you were gonna say, I have a sound heart. I'll take you through the journey. Signs that the heart is sound, 12 of them. And we'll do some today and we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Now, before we get to this, one of the du'as of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he made du'a. I don't know how many of you know this du'a, that Ya Allah, give me sound heart. Give me. He said to a sahabi called Shaddad, and this hadith, subhanAllah, applies to you and me these days. When I read it, I was like, subhanAllah. He said, Ya Shaddad, if you see, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَكْنِزُونَ أَوْ يَكْتَنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ, when you start see, when you see people, he predicted, and this is one of the miracles of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that he predicted the future. Things is going to happen in the future. He said, if you see the people start collecting, yaknizun is kenz, meaning you're not only collecting, but you're going to have treasures of gold and silver. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? The ladies of Malaysia use a lot of gold like the other parts of the South Asia? Yes? Right? Right? And the gold and silver also in that time also referred to money, which bank accounts. So he said, okay, if you see people competing, how much your bank account, what kind of a car you drive, how big is your house, your daughter getting married, how much they brought her gold, you know, this that what we do these days. He said, faknis, you go and have plenty of the following. Allahu Akbar. What is this? Dua. We were discussing a dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if you all remember. We said Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaddad ibn Aus is actually a sahabi, a companion of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was with him. So imagine this is you and me with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Ya Shaddad. He called him by his name. When you see people start, you know, collecting more and more of gold and silver, you collect the following, or yaknizun, when they make treasures, you know, savings of gold and silver, you save the following words. And this is related to al-qalbu salim. What did he tell him? He said, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fil amr. And I'm going to say it slowly because I'm sure some of you may have heard it, but probably may not. Allahumma, O Allah, as'aluka thabata fil amr. I ask you steadfastness in this matter. Show me hands. How many of you are struggling to be a good Muslim? Exactly. Right? It's not easy. Alhamdulillah. But it's not easy. Everything outside, and by the way, this is much easier here. In Malaysia, it's much easier. If you think this is difficult, come with me. Honestly. So what he's teaching you and me, alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew we're going to go through these days. He knew that you will one day you will get invited to a place where you will be the only woman who's dressed the way that Allah wants her to dress. Or you will be the only brother who's going to call for salah, has been called, and you're the only one who stood up and look at people, nobody is moving. You may not see it here, but it is not uncommon in other places. Or you want to do something good, you want to give a charity and everybody else is not doing it and you're the only one. You want to fast Monday and Thursday, nobody else is doing it. What do I need to keep going? I need to be steadfast, grounded, I call it. Grounded, attached, glued, if you want to use the word, glued to this deen. It's going to be very difficult to strip me off what Allah wants me. That's the dua, the first one. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fil amr. Ya Allah, when people are busy in their careers and money and wealth, I want to be busy with these words. Keep me steadfast. Wal-azimata ala al-rushd. That's the second dua. And the resolve and the want and the desire to stay on the right path, al-rushd. Now, وَأَسْأَلُكَ third dua. This is all one hadith. وَأَسْأَلُكَ and I ask you, Ya Allah, شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِكَ that I am grateful to the blessings that you gave me. What we talked about in the beginning of the last session. وَأَسْأَلُكَ شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِكَ وَحُسْنَ عِبَادَتِكَ and perform the acts of worship with excellence. Beauty. I'll give you an example. When you have guests coming to your home, doesn't matter who they are your guest. What do you normally do? All of us, what do we do? Right? We want to present the house the best way, excellent. We want the food to be presented with excellence. If we cooked, I want to make sure it tastes the best, right? Dress the best. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all halal. And this is the dua. I want to present my ibadah, Ya Allah. The salah that I just did. The dua, the dhikr, the reading of the Quran in the best way. وَحُسْنَ عِبَادَتِكَ. So don't do and don't accept for yourself. Don't worry about people. For yourself, don't accept the minimum. Alhamdulillah, I prayed. Don't say that. Say, what kind of a salah I just presented to Allah. What kind of fasting I just presented to Allah. What charity. What good word. What forgiveness I just did and presented to Allah. Not only you do the act, but you do the act with excellence. وَحُسْنَ عِبَادَتِكَ. Now, where is... please forgive me, just a second. Yeah. Now, where is the qalb here? It's coming. وَحُسْنَ عِبَادَتِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا. And I ask you for a sound heart. Learn this, everybody in this room. Whenever Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that taught us a dua, that means that dua, that action in the dua is not easy. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Ya Allah, don't let us go astray after you guided us. That's a famous dua in Surah Ali Imran. It's not easy. And that doesn't mean I'm gonna turn and away from Islam. But I'm not going to be the same Muslim when I finish Ramadan. Do you all suffer from this post-Ramadan phenomena, I call it? Yes? What happened to the Qiyam? Gone. Shipped away. What happened to reading the Quran? What happened to the fasting? So this is what I need. لا تزق قلوبنا. Don't make me go astray. So any dua you see in the Quran or Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught you and me, that mean is not easy. I need Allah help. I need Allah's help. When I turn to him and I say, أَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا, I want a pure, sound heart. That means this is not something everybody can do by themselves. Learn that. We can claim and we can say, but reality, it's a different story. وَأَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا وَلِسَانًا صَادِقًا. Next dua, a truthful tongue. How easy these days. Lying is norm. I was teaching 2 weeks just before I came, last week actually, last Thursday, youth, I have a youth class. And I just said, how many of you usually lie? Actually, I said, how many of you lied yesterday? The whole class. And I said, I love you all because you're very honest. But what you did is wrong. لسانا صادقة. You never lie. Don't. Even if you'll be in big trouble, you will not be. Allah will save you. But this is not easy. And that's why he's saying, وَأَسْأَلُكَ لِسَانًا صَادِقًا. I want a tongue that is always truthful, Ya Allah. And then, وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا تَعْلَمْ. And I ask you from the goodness of everything you know. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا تَعْلَمْ. And I seek refuge in you from the evil that you know. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا تَعْلَمْ. And I seek forgiveness for what you know about me. Memorize this hadith. It's very nice. So this hadith is أسألك قلبا سليما. It's not easy. So where is القلب السليم? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim had it beautifully. I'm going to give it to you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we're going to come together and see, do I a new habit? So Bismillah, what did he say? He said the following are signs, right? The healthy heart is the one, and I'm here reading from the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim. The sound heart, the heart that is safe, safe from. Are you ready? Bismillah. One, there is no shirk in it, no polytheism, which we all are. That's easy. Check. Bismillah. Let's go next. Second, now it's going to get harder. Rancor. No anger in it against anyone. Against anyone. Put under million lines under anyone. Don't tell me you don't know what they did to me. That's not qalb al-salim. Right? I forgave them many times and they still do it. That's not qalb al-salim. When you stand, when I stand in front of Allah, tell him that. Remember the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim. So that's number two. Number three, hatred. Qalb al-salim, heart has zero, zero, not one drop or two drops, nothing. No hatred. Number four, no envy. Ouch. No envy. Her children are much better than yours. Alhamdulillah, barakallah fi. Right? Her husband treats her much better than mine. Or his wife treats him much better than mine. Alhamdulillah, Allah is just and Allah gives everyone what he thinks is fair. Do we do that? What do we say? You're all laughing because it's true. So no hatred. Number five, no stinginess. Generosity. You give, not only money. Anytime we talk about generosity, don't think only of money. What about the poor people? Generosity. You give your time, free. You give your energy, free. You know something, you teach it to people, free. They didn't even ask. That's generosity. Let alone when they ask and you don't do it. Don't talk about generosity. Money, time, knowledge. Any way you can help people. You come into this room and you see something on the floor. Normally, which I don't, mashallah, it's beautiful, clean country. But in general, you come in and you see something in the floor, it's not my house, somebody else has to do it. Then don't talk about qalb al-salim. Generosity, you're a giver. Next, free at all of arrogance. How many in this room say I have arrogance? Really? We have angels in Malaysia. You've never looked at someone at all You know where you find this? How many of you have been to the Haram, to Mecca? Alhamdulillah. May Allah invite us all again and again. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. In Ramadan, have you been in Ramadan? Allah. Crowded, millions. And the person that come and sit next to you, not from your country, obvious, right? Obviously, somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them what they gave you. And on this side, the opposite. What is your feelings? Don't answer me. Arrogance. You look at someone from, they look different. They speak different. They have different skin color. You know a little bit of Quran, they don't know. You know a little bit about the deen, they don't know. How do you feel? How do you look at them? Arrogance. It's the first crime on this universe, not on the earth, because it happened there. Arrogance. Always when you feel, when you look down, in here, it's a heart action before the body, the rest of the body do it. It's your feelings here, right? When you feel that this person next to you, or you're seeing or hearing, they are less than you, then you are arrogant. I am arrogant. كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب. All of you, all of us, that's hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. All of us were created from Adam. And Adam was created from dust. What is this all about?